serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Hydesville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, and FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. Amen.
Amen. First thing in talking about a father, I found out that it's not easy being a father. It's not the easiest thing to do, especially nowadays. Especially in the time that we're in, being a father, there's so many things, so much going on in this world. There's so much going on in the world. So we have a task, we have a challenge as fathers to be father in our homes. I'm going to look at a few things this morning regarding us fathers. It's not all that the word say about us, but I want to look at a few things that will probably help us along the way to be that father that God can look at and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now listen, fathers, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. And listen, our first responsibility is really to love the Lord. Our first responsibility as fathers is to love the Lord. And I found out that we can learn how to love the Lord and get into a place where we love the Lord, it's going to make our assignment much easier. We'll be able to deal with our children a little bit better. Because I've been through some times, I'm here to tell you, like I say, raising children is not an easy task for fathers, nor for the mothers. We're not by the mothers, but it's Father's Day, so we're going to look at the fathers, you know. Because we all have something to impart into our children. Now, fathers, our first responsibility is to love the Lord. And in Matthew 22:36, it tells us how much we should love the Lord. And my thing this morning, Father, do we love the Lord? I'm not talking about do I know the Lord, but do we love the Lord? Matthew 22:36, they ask him here, say, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you should be able to do it where the people will see your love. People will see your love. Your household shall see your love. He said, this is a great and foremost commandment. Love, our love, our love. Father, we got to be in such a place that our love, that we love God, our families, our children will see it, our wives will see it, our friends will see it. They will see that we are in love with the Lord. The songwriter say, falling in love with Jesus. Woo. When you fall in love with Jesus, it's going to bring change in your home. It's going to be change in our home. And a lot of things we're trying to get and we want to happen, but we need God's love. We want things to happen in our homes. We need God's love. That's the first thing. Fathers have the responsibility to love the Lord. Amen? No, fathers. We have the responsibility not only to love the Lord, but to fear the Lord. And when I say fear the Lord, I mean have a reverence for the Lord. Have a reverence for the Lord. Somebody ought to be able to see your reverence for God as well as they see your love for God. Man, he respect the Lord. Man, he honor God. Everything come out of mouth, he's talking about God. Y'all remember the time when I don't know about in your household, but in my household, it was a time when we were growing up, we had our oil bottle that we went through the house every now and then. And we went through the house with it. We anointed everything was in their house. We anointed. I'm telling you, we get up in the morning, we get up, they may be asleep, but we go through with our oil bottle. We're going to put that speck on them in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray of them. We're going to cut. Let me not get ahead of myself. Let me back up. We have the responsibility, number two, to fear and reverence God. Ecclesiastes 12 said this to all of us, as well to our fathers. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I think I'm going to need some more batteries. The conclusion, when it all has been heard, is to fear God, keep his commandments, because this applies to who? Every person, to everyone. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything that we do. Every act that we, whether it's in our home, whether we're out, no matter what it is, it said that God will bring every act to judgment. Every act. We got to give an account. We have to give an account for everything that we do. That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. Everything I do, I have to give an account. Yeah, but I'm not in church right now. I'm at the house. Nobody don't see what I'm doing. Because I found out a lot of times we change from here to the house. We like transformers. We transform into something else. I want to see the same person at home that I see at church. Why does that have to be a different? Because I may act good in church, but when I get home, I sure have to give an account at home. I have to give an account how I treat my children. I have to give an account how I treat each other. I have to give an account on my job. We have to give an account. So the same person that we is in church, the same respect we have for God in church, we got to have that same God in our homes. Do we have that same God at home? We pick him up when we come to church. Yeah, we know how to change. I've been down that road. I know how to change when I get to church and act holy. I know how to bless everybody, blessed, highly favored in the Lord. I know how to do that. And I knew how to get when I was home, how I used to act like Hades when I was home. Because my love wasn't right. Uh-oh. Can you mute everybody but me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But the devil don't want this message. I know he I should have been looking for him, amen. So we say we have to reverence God or fear God. We have to fear God. Somebody say fear God. We have to fear God. Reverence him. That means that we're always gonna give God respect. We're always gonna reverence him. We know who God. Listen, God is God of my life. I'm not going to act any kind of way. I got to give God respect him. We ought to humble ourselves before God. He is God. Fear him. Give him his due respect. Give him his due respect, because a lot of times when we get around certain people, we have a tendency sometimes to change like that environment. But even in any environment that we're in, we still have to represent the kingdom of God. We still have to reverence God. Somebody in that group know that somebody in there fear God. If I'm going to bring a difference, I have to act like God. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Let me.
I'm on now. All right, all right. How you like that, though? He don't like me. I don't like him either. If you want to go blow for blow, we'll go blow for blow. Amen. I'm serious. I love the Lord. Just today, I love the Lord. I don't know about anybody. I love the Lord, and I won't turn back. I love him. Amen. I'm a represent. I'm going to represent the kingdom. I'm going to respect my God. I'm going to respect my Savior. I'm going to reverence him. Men, we are reverencing God. Men, we are respecting God, no matter who else doesn't respect God. Men, we are to respect and honor our God. Amen? Amen. We're moving right along. Number three. No, let me back up for a minute, because what the word says here. Listen what the word says, because When we fear God, when we reverence God, that gives us an advantage. We have an advantage when we reverence God. Listen to what the word said. And I like this, because when I reverence God, that let me know that no matter what's going on, I'm not by myself. When I reverence God, I know that somebody is with me. I know that I'm not alone. Listen to what the word says. Psalms 34:7 said, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him.
If I feel the Lord, guess what? Somebody's encamping around me. Somebody have broke camp right around where I am. I know you don't see him this morning, but he here. I'm here to tell you my angel is here. He encamps around me because of my fear that I have for the Lord. And since I know that he's here, when things begin to happen in my life, I know that I have somebody right there that's going to step up and say, all right, that's it. Oh, y'all quiet on me this morning. In the end, I would say he rescues them. He fears that if I'm in God, the angel of the Lord, he's in camps around about me. And not only that, when I get to a place, he's my rescuer. Rescue me. All right. Number two is what? Fear God. Number three, we have to be our children's first teacher. We fathers, we can put our mothers in there, but there's something about the father. It was a time when it came down to discipline, and that the mom would always say, wait till your daddy get home. Fathers, we ought to be our children's first teachers. We all know Proverbs 22 that says, train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart. But we are to train our children. We have number one responsibility. We are the first teachers. And it's so now that, you know, we got the social media. We got the school. Listen to the news. Even what they learn in school now, they try to tell you what and what not to teach our children. Whether it's in the school, whether it's in the government, or saying this law is passed, that law is passed. Listen, forget the law. I know one law, though. This law right here, this is what we stand on. We stand on the principles of God's word. I don't care what law they pass in Congress. I don't care what laws they pass in the state. I don't care what anybody say, that they can say what they want to say. When it comes down to it, Father, you are the first teachers. And the thing about it, if you don't teach your children, somebody else will. They wonder where they get that from. Where is that coming from? Because we need to put something in their head. And believe it or not, they are listening to you. It may not seem like it. It may not appear that they are really listening. But whether you believe it or not, you're teaching your child something. Anybody, children, start cussing?
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.